Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. So, although your participation is voluntary, it is really important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations. So, would you mind sharing your zip code?
48234.
I'm sorry, what was that?
48234.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
No.
All right, no worries. So in terms of gender, what do you think of yourself as? Would you say male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, all right. So back in the 2020 general presidential elections, for who did you vote for?
2020. That's too far. Who was on the ticket? I'm a
Joe
Democrat.
Biden. All
I'm a
right, Joe
Democrat.
Biden and Donald Trump.
Joe Biden.
All right, thank you. So, are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm
All
African
right.
American.
African American. All right. So, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
All right. As you may know, there's going to be elections for offices like President and U.S. Congress this November. So, how likely are you to vote? Are you like definitely, probably 50-50? Probably
Oh,
not.
I'm definitely going to vote. I vote in all elections.
All right. And do you plan on voting in person on election day? In person, but early, or vote by mail?
By mail.
All right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
A lot of power.
So a 10?
Yeah.
All right. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means not at all motivated and a 10 means extremely motivated?
I'm extremely motivated.
All right, so a 10 then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you don't like them, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them. So the first person is Barack Obama.
Did I like him? Is that what you're saying?
What is your opinion about him on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you don't like these people, a 5 means neutral, and a 10 means you do like them? Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah.
Mark Kelly.
Is that the senator that's in another state?
If I'm completely honest, I'm not really sure, but if you don't really know about
That's
them.
funny. No, that's the only Mark Kelly I know that used to be the astronaut. He ain't here. So I can't rate him. I never, researched him.
All right. What about JD Vance?
Oh, zero.
Donald Trump.
Zero.
Tim Walz.
Oh, that's the new guy. Well, I was saying 10.
Kamala Harris.
A 10.
Joe Biden.
A 10.
Josh Shapiro.
Josh Shapiro. I don't know who that is.
All right, no worries. So, on a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, could you please rate how worried you've been about the following list of problems I'm going to mention? A 0 meaning not worried at all, a 5 meaning somewhat worried, and a 10 meaning very worried. So the first one is racial profiling amongst police.
So 0 not worried, 5 is somewhat worried, and 10 is worried. I mean, 10 mean not worried, right?
No. 0 means not worried at all. 5 means somewhat worried, and 10 means very worried.
5.
Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
10.
The affordability of housing.
Zero for me.
The conflict in Palestine.
Say that again.
The conflict in Palestine.
Oh, zero.
Lack of dependable transportation systems.
Zero.
Election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections.
10.
The crime rate in your community.
Five.
The availability of resources for K-12 education.
Say that again.
The availability of resources for K-12 education.
Oh, five.
The protection of Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
10.
Fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
5.
The banning of Black history.
10.
Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that makes it harder for certain people to vote.
10.
And inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities.
10.
All right, thank you. So, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
And would you say you're going to vote for her because you want to vote for her, or do you just don't want Donald Trump to win?
I'm going to vote for her because it's only two people on the ticket.
All right.
And one person do the job, and he ain't do nothing. So I'm going with the next person and let them try.
All right. So as of today, Vice President Harris isn't like officially nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. So if Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as Democratic candidate for President of the U.S., would that make you much more motivated to support her? Somewhat more motivated? Does it make no difference? Somewhat less motivated or much less motivated?
More motivated.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right. So compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, no difference, make somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
More favorable.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right. So do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Say that again.
Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
What you mean, people like me? I don't understand. I don't
you can, well, you can see it kind of like as a general statement, just people like you, this being if you're a different race, if you're like a different able person, just kind of generally.
Oh, so give me the options again.
Mm-hmm. All right. So do you trust her a lot to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some.
All right. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you? By some, a lot, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
For each of the following traits, I'd like now to, if you could let me know, if you think if each of these statements describe Kamala Harris like a lot, somewhat, a little bit, or this does not describe her at all. So the first one is early trailblazer in the LGBTQ policy.
Well, I don't know none about that.
Is progressive.
I don't know none about that. I don't research
right.
that.
Represents the Black community.
A lot.
Locked up people that should not have been locked up.
Say that again.
Locked up people that should not have been locked up.
I don't know.
Governs with kindness.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Hurry.
Governs with kindness and compassion.
A lot.
Fights for people of color.
A lot.
Is a political insider.
A lot.
All right. So now I'd like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. And for each one of these statements, if you could tell me if this makes you much more favorable to support her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or this makes no difference. So the first one is Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the hand of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
And what's the option? A lot more.
Does this make you much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable?
Much more.
Mm-hmm. Kamala is an absolute trailblazer. The first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she's the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
Much more.
Much more favorable?
Yes.
All right. As CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that bans same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
You said she... Read that again? I didn't hear.
For sure. No. As CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's proposition that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
Okay. So what's the options? The same?
Mm-hmm.
Much more favorable.
Kamala is a... All right, thank you. Kamala is a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
That's a question. I didn't understand it.
All right, well, just me to... All right. Kamala is a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
And what's the question?
And does this statement make you much more favorable towards her? Somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
All right. And known as Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
What's the question?
Same thing. Does this make you much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable,
no,
much less,
or
no difference. All right. So now, just kind of like one last time, just trying to like, again, re-ask and to see how you feel now based on all the statements I have previously read. So could you please write your level of motivation for to vote?
I'm highly going to vote for her.
A 10? You're really motivated to vote then? All right.
Yeah.
So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10?
Wait a minute. Say it again. Say it slower because I missed the end. Say it again.
So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
Oh, a lot of power. 10. Yeah.
All right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
How about here?
And would you vote for her because you want to vote for her, or do you just not want Donald Trump to win?
I'm voting for her because I want to vote for her.
All right. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust her a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
So from where do you get your main sources of news from? And I can give you kind of options if you would like, or you can just tell me where you get it from.
Wait a minute, say the question again.
So from where do you get your main sources of news?
News? Did you say my main sources of news?
Yeah, where do you get your main sources of news from? Like, do you get, like, your news or information from network news, Fox News?
Yeah, CNN.
CNN? All right. What did we just that one?
And Fox. Yeah.
And Fox News. All right. So, are you in a group chat for text communications with others? And if so, how often has the topic of presidential elections come up recently in those group chats?
I'm not in no group chat.
All right. In politics, right, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Wait a minute, say that again.
Do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Oh, a strong Democrat.
All right. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's.
Masters, all right. What is your marital status?
I'm married.
Married, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with you?
No children at all.
All right. And last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income before taxes? You can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
$140,000.
All right. Well, then this will include a survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
My birthday is 5/28/1963.
All right.
Bye.